Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text is from today's reading in the second chapter of Acts, recording the faithfulness of the first Christians. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. A few years ago, Reader's Digest had some unusual and amusing but true tombstone epitaphs. The great singer Bing Crosby wrote his own epitaph, which says simply, "He was an average guy who could carry a tune." A New York dentist tombstone amusingly rhymes, "Stranger, tread this ground with gravity. Dentist Brown is filling his last cavity." The tombstone of the famous cartoon voice artist, Mel Blanc, features his most famous line, "That's all, folks." Perhaps the most well-known, amusing, but true epitaph really is found in Georgia on the tombstone of a hypochondriac, "I told you I was sick." My great-great-grandparents, Johann and Katharina Windler, were pioneers at Block Corners in 1865, and members of this congregation when Trinity was founded in 1868. But in 1870, at the age of 43, my great-great-grandmother passed away, and her body lies in the front row of our cemetery. The Bible verse on the side of her tombstone is nearly worn off, but I made a rubbing of it last week and figured out it was from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I wonder if it refers to some debilitating illness she had, to die at such a young age. "The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in brokenness. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power." I spent a few hours reading and translating, as best I could, the lovely inscriptions in the mostly German part at the front of our cemetery. Many of them are familiar Bible verses and hymns. "I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. And we know that God works all things together for the good of those who love him. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live, even if he dies. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. The dead in Christ will rise. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. All his saints are in his hand. Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you." There was one hymn verse I struggled with, but when I finally figured most of it out and then located it in my grandmother's old hymnal, I discovered she had it marked as one of her favorite hymns. "I have overcome life's crosses. Grief, pain, and sorrow cease. For through his five wounds most holy, with God I am at peace." What a beautiful testimony those epitaphs are to the Christian faith of our pioneer forefathers. Our text is, in a way, also a beautiful epitaph for another group of pioneers, spiritual pioneers. A beautiful epitaph testifying to the faith and devotion of the first generation of Christians, the pioneers of the Christian faith itself. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching the Word of God. They devoted themselves to the fellowship, assembling together for worship. They devoted themselves to the breaking of bread, another name for Holy Communion. They devoted themselves to prayer. They devoted themselves. A beautiful epitaph testifying to the faith and devotion of the first generation of Christians. But what about us? What do you think would be an appropriate epitaph for our generation? How about this? They devoted themselves to themselves. Not like the first Christians, devoted to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer, but rather the epitaph for our generation, they devoted themselves to themselves. St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, "He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." Jesus died for you to pay for all your sin. For his sake, you are forgiven. Jesus rose again, and because he lives, you also will live with him in heaven. Jesus gives you his Holy Spirit, who works faith in your heart to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. With the help of the Holy Spirit, you will respond to Jesus' love for you by living no longer for yourself, but for him. Being devoted no longer to yourself, but to him who died for you and rose again. Like those first Christians who devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, you will be devoted to the Word of God, coming to hear his Word read and preached on in worship, studying his Word in Sunday school and Bible class, reading and meditating on his Word in your own private devotions. As St. Paul says in Colossians, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly." Like those first Christians who devoted themselves to the fellowship, you will be devoted to the fellowship with your fellow believers here in the house of God. As the book of Hebrews says, let us not give up meeting together. Like those first Christians who devoted themselves to the breaking of bread, you will be a regular, frequent guest at the breaking of bread here at this table of the Lord. As Jesus says, this do in remembrance of me. Like those first Christians who devoted themselves to prayer, you will take it to the Lord in prayer. As St. Paul says in Philippians, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. What is it that motivated those first Christians to devote themselves to Jesus? What is it that motivated our pioneer forebears, in the midst of the enormous struggles they faced settling here in this wilderness, to so faithfully devote themselves to Jesus? What is it that motivates you to devote yourself to Jesus? Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. I am the Good Shepherd, Jesus says, and I lay down my life for the sheep. You will devote yourself to him because your Good Shepherd devoted his very life to you. He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Devote yourself not to yourself, but to him, to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. then that simple epitaph for the first generation of Christians and for our pioneer forebears will also be fitting for our generation. They devoted themselves. Amen.